where we're going to be holding an event from 11 to 5 at the Humidor Cigar Shops, located across from Antique Row up the hill in Cockeysville. And this is a one-day lunch. Mission Barbecue is going to be providing lunch. They've donated sandwiches for the event. The Tailgate Task Force is going to be out with six beers on tap, soda, water, and servers to help out. We have over $15,000 of merchandise that is going to be for silent auction and raffle, and the cost is going to be $5 for law enforcement, fire department personnel, and teachers, $10 to the general public.
Did Jason have any connection to the folks at the Humidor? I know the Humidor did a lot of work with Ron. It was one of Ron Smith's favorite shops. They've done a lot of work with Team Reason. Did the Schneider family have any kind of connection to the Humidor?
No, but the Humidor has they've always reached out to the local community, and this is something that they wanted to do for Jason's family. And on that note, our cost for this event is absolute zero. So every single penny that's spent on Sunday is going to go directly to Jason's family.
What has that said about the fact that so many businesses want to help out? Folks are donating for the silent auction and stuff. What does that say to you?
It's really been overwhelming because as I was helping organize this event, I was receiving calls on my cell phone from the presidents of companies with multi-million dollar contracts asking what they could do to help. And I don't even know how they got my number. So it speaks to the local business community and what this meant to them and what Jason's service meant to them.
There's a bunch of donated items you have up for bids tomorrow. Tell me a little bit about those.
We have something for everybody. We have a Cub Cadet snowblower, a Steel Farm Boss chainsaw. We've got a signed Haloti knotted jersey, signed Orioles memorabilia. We've got police and tactical gear for the law enforcement community, as well as fishing charters, golf foursomes, and a lot of gift certificates to local restaurants.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Tell me the hours of this again.
This is going to run from 11 to 5, and we will have traffic officers from the Cockeysville precinct on hand to direct people to park. Most of our parking is going to be at the railroad crossing center right across the street.